Okay, our learning should be discussed Le'ili Nishmas or La'yashiv, who is his yard site today. It's also a very famous yard site tomorrow night, Rosh Chodesh Av. Not, I'm not only referring to Aaron HaKohen, obviously it's a very, very special yard site, but tomorrow night, Rosh Chodesh Av, happens to be the yard site of Rabbi Shlomo Halberstam, the Bava Rebbe, the previous Bava Rebbe, Zuchus Yagen Aleinu. It's a famous sefer called Kerem Shlomo. So I figured we would try to connect the message to something, you know, a couple of stories about his life and try to connect a message to what he was all about. Moshe Weinberger once said on Tisha B'Av, he once said an incredible story about the Baba Rebbe. He said that the Baba Rebbe, it was right during the war, and the Baba Rebbe lost his entire family. And what happened was, he was on a train to the to one of the camps. What happened was, is that there was a Jew, who was a young boy, maybe 9, 10 years old, very, very upset. The Baba Rebbe made it his business to go over to the Jew, and he said, "Listen, like, what's going on? How can I help? Like, we're living in trying times. How can I help you?" And he said to him, to the Rebbe, he said the following. He said, "You know, it's like it's Erev Shabbos, Thursday night, and my mom used to always make us this special, you know, special type of cookies for Shabbos. And to be honest with you, my parents aren't here, and I don't know if I'm ever going to see them again, and I'm very down. So it could be that this is before the war, it might have been after the war. Now that I'm saying the story, I think it could be after the war. The child realized that this family is no longer alive, and the Rebbe turned to him with tremendous love and care, tremendous sensitivity that the Rebbe had. Anyone who knows anything about the Baba Rebbe, I never met him. He died in the year 2000, almost 15 years ago. And the Rebbe looked at him straight in the eyes and said, "Listen, I don't know who your father is, I don't know who your mother is, but I'm telling you one thing, for the rest of your life, I'm going to be your father, and I'm going to be the sole carer for you in your entire life." So it's not stam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Baba Rebbe's yortzeit on Rosh Chodesh Av. So we know what happens on Rosh Chodesh Av. There's a tremendous, tremendous kolach of the 9 days fall. They come in this kedusha, something called the 9 days. We've been observing the 3 weeks, but now we're going into something called the 9 days. Everyone knows that the famous Gemara, the Chazal tells us in the Gemara in Yom, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sin as chinam. And we know the way that it's going to be rebuilt is through Av as chinam. So dafka these parashas of Matos Maseh, they happen every single year. In the middle of the 3 weeks of the 9 days, there's got to be something to learn by. So I think maybe one of the things we could learn is the following. You know, Masi talks about the 42 Masos that Klal Yisrael went through. Right? Eid Masi b'nei Yisrael, Yotzu Meretz B'Sram, Tzivosam, B'yad Moshe, B'Aaron, Yichtav Moshe, S'motzeyel, Masim, Al Pi Hashem, Eid Masim, L'motzeyem. Basically, Moshe wrote down every time they stopped, every time they traveled, and every time they traveled and stopped. Look in all the places. It says, V'Yisru, V'Yachnu, and this is tremendous. If you keep on going throughout all the 42 places, they stopped here, they stopped there, but there's a common denominator of they. Everything's together, nothing's separated. Even though at all some of those places there was tremendous sin, at the end of the day there was still tremendous achdus. So I thought maybe we could learn a short piece together on Avos Yisrael. There's a sefer called Uvacharta V'Chayim. We just got it before Shavuos. It's a skolia from the skolia Rebbe. He put together different little teachings of his classes on different midas. So this midah that he talks about is Avos Yisrael. So if you look in the page in front of you, in the second paragraph, it says here the following: the kasuv for the Siman Sefer Safnas Paneach, the Kemosh b'chol Adam Prati, just like in every single person, particular person, Yesh lo matzavim shel gadlus hamochin. Every single person has good times. He has times he's able to think. He's feeling good in his avodas Hashem. He's feeling good about his life. He's feeling good in his avodas Hashem. He's able to go and grow, and he's feeling the shmak in avodas Hashem. That's one type of attitude in a person's life. However, we all know that there's also another time in a person's life. What's that? The yesh matzavim shel kanus hamochen. And then we also know sometimes we have the hard days, the days that we're not feeling it, or something went wrong in our lives, or something that's hard, or something that's not good. She'enu margiyash koach oz v'tzas musul l'avoz Hashem esbach. We don't feel that excitement in our avoz Hashem. So listen to what he says here now about Achdus. Kach bechlolius neshamas Yisrael yeshehem mechinas galus. So too the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, they have this ability to feel geshmak. Just like a person feels geshmak, the neshamas of Klal Yisrael have an ability to feel geshmak and feel they're able to grow and feel good about themselves. Hainu, ha'tzadikim v'anshei ma'ila.
through the tzaddikim, through people who grow. And we also know that there are people who they're not feeling it so much in their lives. And they're not able to always feel the constant need to grow. However, what does the Sefer Sadnas Panach say? What's the one way for a person to be able to feel, even though a person's not feeling in it of Hashem, or he's not feeling connected to what he's doing? Ayidei Achdus, but through Achdus, when a person attaches himself to other Jews, regular people just like ourselves are able to attach ourselves to holy people, to our Rebbeim, to Talmidei Chachamim. Tzaddikim Roman Hamon Am Shigam Hem Yisku L'Soros V'Avos Hashem Esmech B'Chinas Galus Amochem. Through attaching ourselves to holy people, through attaching ourselves to people, to our counselors, to our teachers, to our Rebbeim, we're able to be uplifted. That's what the Koach of the Act is. The Koach of the Act is so special that sometimes when we're in our own Avos Hashem, we're not feeling it, but just by talking to someone who's mamish, who's a role model to us, we're able to mamish be uplifted. And this is what he says here. Nimsa, kishaboim chaburo shalcheinu b'nei Yisrael b'yachan. When there's a group of Klal Yisrael that come together, third paragraph now, yesh hischaskus l'cho echad. When Jews come together, even when they're just sitting together as one, sitting together in the lunchroom, sitting together out in the library, sitting together on a cold night, we could be eating a hot chocolate or pretzel making or basketball games or doggies, this and that, we come together mamish learning Torah. We're able to attach ourselves, mamish, to other Jews and be uplifted. Mamish, it's a crazy thing, just being around other Jews. It doesn't say learning Torah. It doesn't say davening. Just saying being in the presence of other Jews lifts a person up. By being connected to each other. And now look what he says here. The Kosev B'Sei B'Kodesh Samnas Penech, the Samnas Penech brings down from Avshomo Alkabetz, Zekar Tzadeh Kodesh Levecha. Who's Avshomo Alkabetz? Avshomo Alkabetz was the great Kobo who wrote the famous Tefillah Lichadodi. He's buried in Tzfat. Listen to what he says here. Two lines down from the bottom. Shekodesh Baruch Hu Tziva L'Bnei Yisrael L'Aziz Machas L'Shekel. Why did HaKodesh Baruch Hu command Klai Yisrael to give a Machas L'Shekel? Why not a full Shekel? Why? L'Horos. K'dekeshi Ish Yisrael Mafir Atmo Mishar B'Nei Yisrael. When a person separates himself from the rest of Klal Yisrael, Eino El Chatzi, you only have. When a person says, you know what, I don't need any other Jews, I don't need a minion, I just down myself in the woods, you have to realize that you're half. That's what marriage is. The Gemara says that a person who's not married is someone who doesn't have simcha, he doesn't have all these great things, because he's only half. Ava Bishabru Im Shab Bnei Yisrael Hu Shalem. Now it's the first line on the top. He says, when a person attaches himself to other Jews, he becomes complete. And then he asked him, the Osef al Zeb Hashem al Ashach, he asked him the Ashach, Shechadosh Baruch Hu, Limi the Vnei Yisrael Inyan Zed Davka Achar Chid Ego. Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu Davka tell us this mitzvah of Machas HaShekel after the Chid Ego? It could have been that it was before. Why Davka did Hashem put a mamash in the Torah right after the Chid Ego? Ki Bnei Yisrael Nenshu Al Shalom Michu Ba'achem B'Shaz Chid Ego. Klal Yisrael were punished because they didn't, when another Jew sees another Jew in trouble, not wearing his kippah or not putting his tefillin on, You should feel an achrayus to help him. And what happened at the Chid Ego? There were Levim there. They saw people doing the wrong thing. What happened? They didn't stop them. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merames. Hashem hinted now in the midst of Machas HaShekel, Shekol Echa Miyisol Nafshu Kshu B'Chaver O Mimikor Echa Nheimot. Damash, tell people that you're only, why you only give a half a shekel? To realize that you're only half. You're only half if you don't come together with other Jews. And this is what he says, he ends off here with the word from the Rishon. The book from the Rishoner says that there's a pasuk in Vayechi when Yaakov is about to tell, everyone knows this, Yaakov is about to tell his children when Mashiach is about to come. What does the pasuk say in Vayechi, Mem Tes Aleph? But Yikra Yaakov, Abanov, Yaakov is about to tell his children, Hayomer, Hayasu, Abayagid Lechem, Eza, Shayikra, Escha, Machers, Hayomim. Gather together so I can tell you when the Mashiach and what's going to happen at the end of days. What happened? Rashi famously quotes the Chazal, it says, that the Ruach HaKodesh left him. Says the Rishoner Rebbe. Rishon Rabbi says an amazing thing. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka told him what's going to happen, Mashiach. You want to know how to have the Achas HaYomim? Heyasu v'agirochem eis ashayikra eschem Achas HaYomim. Gather together, and then you'll be able to see what's going to be at the Achas HaYomim. Heyasu! Gather together. Attach yourself to other Jews. Then you'll be able to feel, and then you'll be able to bring Mashiach, you'll be able to grow in Yavosh Hashem. And that's the whole word over here. He's often the Sadnas Panech, when a person attaches himself to other Jews, It mamash brings the neshamas together. When a person's not doing well in his avodas Hashem and he reaches out for someone to talk to, his friend, his chavrusa, a role model here, a role model there, a person's uplifted and you feel and mamash has a tremendous, tremendous effect on them. Now we started the shir with a story from the Baba Rebbe, and I think it would be very apropos to end the shir with a story from the Baba Rebbe as his yortzeit comes in tomorrow night, as Hashem is Baruch. So there's a famous story that before the war, the Baba Rebbe traveled to the famous city in Poland, Lezhinsk. Who was from Lezhinsk? The famous Rebbe, the Chassidic Rebbe, the Noam HaLeMelech, Suchus Again Aleinu. And what happened was, the Baba Rebbe, who was a descendant of the sons of Rebbe, he is asking if there's anyone still alive who saw the Noam HaLeMelech. They're going all around here, all around there. And finally found this old lady that supposedly she worked in the kitchen of the Noam HaLeMelech. And Baba Rebbe said, to meet someone who saw the Rebbe, I have to meet her. What happened was, and they finally met the great maid, he brought this old lady over to the Baba Rebbe, who was in Lezhinsk. What happened was, he said, please, just tell me something about the Noam HaLeMelech. Baba Rebbe now asked this woman. And she said, listen, I don't know, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I was that young, but I'll tell you one thing. Erev Shabbos in the house of the Noam HaLeMelech was like Erev Yom Kippur. He said, like, the Noam HaLeMelech used to go into the kitchen and beg for everyone's forgiveness. Anything he said or did wrong, this or that, even though he had nothing to go, he had nothing to apologize about. But Noam HaLeMelech had such a sensitivity to care for other Jews. And what happened after he left the workers? And he went into his family. He said, please, if I didn't treat you right here, if I didn't treat you right there, please just forgive me. And finally, right before Shabbos, we know that's always a very hectic time, he turns to his wife and said, please forgive me for anything I did wrong. And Baba Rabbi Mamish, this is the one thing he heard from the Noam HaLeMelech. If anyone knows anything about the Baba Rabbi, I know he was Mamish, the sweetest, the most gentlest. He was always looking for shalom, always looking to care for other Jews, always looking for sensitivity. Mamish came to New York after the war with 10, 15 Jews. Now you go to Bar Park, and there are thousands of Baba Chassidim, Mamish, storming the streets in Bar Park. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, as we go into the 9 days, it's not stam that the Rosh Chodesh Av is Dafka, Aaron HaKohen's Zortzeit, but it's also not stam that's Dafka, the Baba Rebbe's Zortzeit. We should go together with the story that we started with, the Baba Rebbe's care, with the boy on the train right after the war, the son, the boy, I know where to turn, and the Baba Rebbe turned to him and said, you can turn to me, I'm going to be your parent. We saw the beautiful idea that Klai Yisrael went together in through the Masos and the travels in the desert. That's how Dafka says, Vayachinu B'motzeim, Ma'amaseim, and Dafka went together everywhere. And that's the whole vort we saw. Even when a person's feeling down, through him attaching his neshama to other neshamas, his neshama feels uplifted. And that's the whole vort we saw from Neshama Alkabitz. Why Dafka Machs Hashekha, why only half a Shekha? Because a person's only half by himself. And that's the vort we saw by the Rishoner. The Rishoner told Yaakov his sons, Hayasu, you want to know what's going to be at the Mashiach at the end of days? If you're going to be Hayasu Jew, that's the koch, the way to bring Mashiach. So it's my tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, now as we go into the 9 days, especially in camp, where things can be very, very hard. Mamash taking a chrys upon ourselves to try to be more sensitive to other Jews, more caring for other Jews. And if we do this, we'll be zochem et Shem to every stone to be able to build. We'll put a stone in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Put a stone back into the Bais HaMikdash, and there won't be a Tisha B'Av Nidcha. It'll be a Tisha B'Av even before Erev Shabbos next week. We'll be dancing in the streets of Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem Yisbech. Shalom.